One of the presenters here at the Boehringer Ingelheim North Carolina Swine Health Seminar is Chad Stahl. And first of all, Chad, tell me where you're from, what you do.
I'm at North Carolina State University. I'm an associate professor of nutrition in the animal science department there.
And what's the focus or topic of the presentation here?
Today I was talking about E. coli-caused post-weaning diarrhea and some potential mitigators and opportunities for improving our treatment of that.
I thought it was great the way you started and said, now we're going to have a little break from talking about PERS, because that really was dominating the conversation up to that point. But looking at this problem, how serious is this?
Well, when we look at it from an overall U.S. swine production standpoint, the last time the USDA did a survey, 78% of the large swine producers in the country reported incidents of post-weaning diarrhea in their operations. It gets even more concerning when you think that over 48% of them also reported using prophylactic antibiotics to try to prevent it and were unsuccessful. So I think it is a big problem. It tends to get far less attention than diseases like PERS because not every animal that catches it is affected as severely. And so you have a tremendous amount of variation in the outcome of the disease than you do with some of the more, I guess, economically important diseases.
So what is your recommendation, or what did you tell these folks about what they should do about it?
Well, we looked at a couple of things, and some ranging from expensive prevention methods. But I think one of the most interesting things was looking at how weaning age impact the animal's ability to fight off some of these infections. And by simply allowing the animal a little more time on the sow, how you could really reduce the damage that comes with these infections.
Gotcha. And besides that type of recommendation, is there a resource? I mean, obviously at your university, your department would be one, but there are resources where vets or production managers or other hog producers could go to kind of learn more about this?
There certainly are. I think one of the best is our extension website at NC State University. We have a tremendous amount of information available for both producers and managers relating to all aspects of swine production. All of our extension faculty are extremely open and receptive to calls from producers all the time. If someone ever has a question about post-weaning diarrhea and they want to give me a call, they are welcome to.
What would be like the one thing you'd like these guys to have come away from your presentation with?
I think one of the big things that I wanted is for a lot of producers, they treat post-weaning diarrhea as an inevitability. It's going to happen. We're not going to worry too much about it. We're going to try to keep it clean. But in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter much. And a lot of those producers have gotten lucky based on the strains that have caused the infections in their herds. There are some strains that when you get the infection, it's really not going to impact your animals that much. Yes, you'll make less money on those pigs, but it won't be dramatically less. There are other strains out there where it is a huge economic hardship if you get those infections, and it's kind of hard to get people to appreciate the potential risk as opposed to what they've seen just on their farm. And so I'd really like more attention paid to the potential risk that comes with it as opposed to what they may have seen just in the last year or two.
All right. Well, hopefully that's what they're walking away from here, since we are at the conclusion of the Swine Health Seminar. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.